Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil, the official Monster Jam podcast. I'm Scott Jordan. My guest this week is a two-time World Finals champion. He's a driver of Megalodon, and it's all about the reinvention of Todd LeDuc. Let's go to the Great Clips Hotline to Arizona to welcome in Todd. Todd, welcome back to your yearly visit to Inside Monster Jam.
No, I'm stoked to be here another year. I'm having a lot of fun this year, man. We're on a great roll and stuff, and it's been good just to have 10 days off, be back here in Arizona, spend some time with the family.
So I talked to you in Orlando a little bit. We got to catch up in person, which is always fun to catch up with you. I like having you on once a year. I try to save a spot for you just because I never know where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, and I never know what you're going to say. It's always like this uncanny ability you have to be unpredictable, and I think you've made quite the career doing that and the impression. So let's talk about this reinvention that we're seeing with you. I know it's been on the track, but off the track, you seem like a different person as well. You seem like you're a little more freer. You're having more fun. I know you've dealt with some stuff on a personal basis. So let's go back to late last year with your brother Kyle's passing. I know that was a very tough moment for the family. How did that affect you as far as Monster Jam goes?
Yeah, last year was a tough year, man. The last 2 years of my life has been a mess, but on the track we struggled a little bit, but off the track, yeah, my brother just battled with cancer he gave us about a year's heads up, and it just wasn't good. It was terminal, and he just didn't want anybody to know, and I was frustrated because I wanted to tell the world, and try to share his story and try to ask for some help. And I had to understand his wishes, and he just wanted to keep it quiet. And he ended up, long story short, he went to Las Vegas to go bring some blueprints to build a new Pro 4, and he got sick and just never left Las Vegas. And it was tough. It was really, really tough. And, he told us, go race. My dad had the Baja 1000 the day he passed. And I was at the All-Star Challenge. It was just weird timing. As soon as I hit the floor, right when I hit the floor is when he passed. And it was tough. But I tried my best to stay focused and do my job. And, we came up a little bit short in racing and stuff, but I had a lot of fun and stuff. And it just shows you that life is short and you got to live it up every second. And this year, I just looking at competing so much differently. It's just, you just never know when it's your last show, and a lot of people, especially on our tour, have been fading out and in and filling drivers and all that stuff, and it's just like, you just got to live it up, and just going through a messy, messy separation. So then that's been heavy on my mind all last year. This year, it's been a lot easier and stuff. So I would say last year and a little bit into this year, it's been about 50-50. I have a lot of blessings. I have my boys, 50% custody and stuff like that. And, starting to see a new girlfriend. So it's just, It's been really, really good. So it's like 50-50. Half of it's a complete mess. The other half's like really, really good. But this year's been great. And like I said, I have a lot of excitement to see what the future holds for our Stadium Tour Championship, and we'll see what happens.
When your brother passed, the outpouring of support from not only the Monster Jam community, but the off-road racing community, the Monster Energy community as well, was felt exponentially throughout social media and everything. How did that make you feel that pretty much the entire motorsports world embraced you and your family and gave support to your brother?
No, it was. My brother, left a giant impact on the sport of off-road racing. In short course, I think he's for sure the most winningest driver in history, and it's just such an honor to be, a LeDuc. It's just so cool. And like you said, he's left such a legacy and stuff like that in the off-road world. My dad's also a really famous race car driver too, Kurt LeDuc. And it just felt so cool to see like Carlos Sainz, a Formula One driver, giving his condolences for Kyle's passing, and just big people from all different genres of motorsports. A lot of the Monster Jam people reached out and said so sorry, and that day at the Neon Challenge deal, the All-Star Challenge in Anaheim, I just told everybody, don't talk to me about it, don't bring it up. I just want to focus on the show and do what I need to do to get through it, and then after that we can pass out hugs and talk and stuff like that. So everyone was really cool, and it was just really cool just to see how much of a impact Kyle has had on the sport.
This new philosophy for you to just, have fun, live life one day at a time, life is short, that's really showed up for you on the track. We're going to dive into this, but you started the season slow. You went from 12th. Now you're sitting third, and second is within range. So that philosophy for you, you've always been so focused on winning. So this is sort of a new route for you, and I think it's paying off really well.
Well, normally in championship chases, I've won 3 stadium tour championships in my career. And normally you got to kind of just keep pressure and keep moving and stuff. But in this year with Tyler and Tristan, like, they're so consistent. And with, you know, no major DNFs, you know, other than one show for Tyler, you know, it's tough to catch back up. I'm like, man, usually everyone has like I call it the stock exchange, all the way up, all the way down, yeah. Ups and downs. There's nobody with like a perfect curve and stuff. And I've been trying to keep this soft curve rolling here, and it's not working. I'm like, oh no, it might be too late to start sprinting at the end, you know. But we're definitely within range, you know. We've just been clicking, just looking up. Whoever's in front of me, I don't care about who's behind me, I'm just going upward. So Tristan's the next target, you know, and he is my trailer mate, and I don't want to, you know, be cocky and stuff, but he's the next guy that I'm going to knock off. It's going really good, you know. The fans love the Megalodon truck, you know, and I think it's a good fit for me, you know. I've been you know, driving conservatively and then just driving like crazy madman at the very end and getting really high scores, you know. But it's not my fault, dude. The fans get to vote, dude, and I appreciate them.
Well, they appreciate you. They've been giving you some good scores lately. Coming up more with Todd LaDuke. Stay right where you are. More Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. My guest this week is 2-time World Finals champion Todd LaDuke. Todd, I've had you on the show a few times. There's a couple questions that I've wanted to ask you. I don't think I've gotten around to it. First, let's start off. We talked about your brother and your dad and their history in off-road racing and short track. You started there as well. What made you transition into Monster Jam instead of continuing down that path into the off-road world?
I learned a lot from a guy named Brian Deegan. So I noticed that his program had... It wasn't just one race car program. He had dirt bikes. He had freestyle motocross. He had off-road trucks and stuff. And I was like, I always liked that idea. I'm like, it's like an umbrella. So when you sponsor or do a deal with Todd LaDuke, it was across 3 sports instead of one. So I went to a show in Anaheim, California with my brother, ironically. He sat beside me. We sat front row. And I knew one of the guys that fell. His name was Mike Wales. So I called up Mike Wales. I go, Mike, I want to try this monster truck thing. This looks cool. It looks sick. It's just insane what these trucks are doing. I think I would be pretty good at it. And he said, Todd, you know what? We're not looking for anybody right now, but if there is an opening, we'll definitely contact you. One of my friends, she bailed out. They called me and said, Todd, at the last second, this person bailed. Do you want to drive? And I was like, yeah. So I flew out to North Carolina, dude. We tested for 2 days with Carl Van Horn. And that's where it all began, dude. They threw me to the wolves. They said, Todd, your first show's in 2 months. I literally drove for 2 days. And they said, your first show's in Nashville in an arena. Good luck. And then my second show out was Phoenix, Arizona, ironically. And we won racing. And from there, it just kind of just snowballed into that effect. And here we are.
And you talk about Brian Deegan. Now we see the Deegan name still being carried on in motorsports with Supercross and with racing as well with his kids. So that the Deegan name is one that I think any fan of motorsports knows. And that leads us into Metal Militia, where you won a championship as well. So was your relationship with Brian Deegan, was that the reason why you got Metal Militia in Monster Jam?
Yeah. So actually Brian was talking to me about some of the crazy stuff I was doing in Blue Thunder. I said, Brian, telling you, you should do a deal with Feld Entertainment. He said like their t-shirt sales weren't doing super well. And I said, well, dude, this is getting to the masses. If you do a deal with the monster truck, this is going to bring you to like the world and on a giant platform, you know, and bring the Metal Militia name to a household name. So he said, Todd, I agree. Let's do a deal. So we met at SEMA, the big car show in Las Vegas. We had a meeting, and then Brian and his team submitted it over to Feld Entertainment. And we ended up doing a 3-year deal. And on the third year, I won the Freestyle World Championship. And that was a nutty night, too. Like, I had an off-road race in Arizona, jumped in a friend of mine's private plane, flew to Las Vegas, drove down Tropicana over to Russell, watched 3 trucks go, didn't even look at the track, and just went out there and threw down that championship-winning run. And then the next year after that, we signed another 3-year extension with Metal Militia and Feld Entertainment, and we won the racing. Then the next year after that, we got second in racing. So it was just like, it was just an incredible run there with Metal Militia and stuff like that. And just, I don't know, it was just a perfect storm. I think it was a good truck. I think people wanted to see more of an edgier truck, a truck that was more, you know, just anti everything, you know. And Brian definitely told me, he's like, hey, man, I want you to be the cockiest guy around. I want you to be confident and I want you to back it up. But I also, the number one thing is we want, you are all about the fans. And that was an easy thing. So we're like, you know what? We're all about the fans. But other than that, dude, we're here to knock down Gravedigger, Max D. Everybody else is going down to this Metal Militia truck. And it was a really good run.
Well, see, if Metal Militia was around during my boy band days, those t-shirt sales would have never been in the dirt because they would have just been out to all the boy band fans with my Metal Militia. That's all I wore, man, for a long time, obviously after that. So my impressions were very minimum. But that's awesome that you were able to bring that. And then that segues into Monster Energy, which we'll get to after the break. I also have another question, which really comes from Bryce Kenny. But again, we'll get that after the break. Stay right where you are. We have more with Todd LaNuke next on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm joined by Megalodon's Todd LaDuke. Todd, I asked you the one question I had. I have another question for you. And this really is inspired by Bryce Kenny's Instagram post. He did a locker room tour for a show and was kind of going through everybody's locker. He got to yours and the cowboy hat was there. And he asked a question, not sure why, what Megalodon has to do with the cowboy hat. But I'm dying to know, because you bring this cowboy hat out now. And what was the deal with that? We've always seen Tristan England with it in Earthshaker, which I understand he's from Texas. Talk about the cowboy hat and the fit that it has for you and Megalodon.
I don't know, just the culture, you know. And I don't know, I like going out and going dancing, going to country bars and stuff like that. And just wanted to try something new, something different. But yeah, Bryce is always running around. We're always doing something super fun on our tour, like just different contests. You know, I know a bunch of dark secrets about Bryce and just like all this fun stuff that we're always goofing around with each other, pushing each other's limits and stuff like that. And yeah, we have like a thing where he runs around and grades us and stuff. And the only thing he could dog me on was my hat and
yeah,
some other random stuff. But no, it's been really, really good with his tour and stuff. Him and I have been on tour for almost 6 years now straight. So, yeah, our bond's getting stronger and stronger every day.
So you win a World Finals Championship in Metal Militia. You go into Monster Energy. You win 3 Series Championships. I know we did a whole episode with you and Cody and talked about that, so I don't want to spend too much time on it. But the fact that you were able to go from one popular brand in motorsports to Metal Militia to another popular brand all over, Monster Energy. I mean, you become like the Monster Jam face of these companies. That's got to be pretty special for you to go from Metal Militia to Monster Energy and to continue to have that rate of success.
I love and I thrive on the pressure of being in a sponsor truck. To see Tristan England rising to the occasion with JCB, it's impressive, you know, like just to feel that pressure. Because I know for a fact, you know, the people over at Feld Entertainment, the sponsorship teams are going, hey, we sponsor, we got this sponsor. We need championships. We need something to tangibly bring back to these guys and stuff. So there's a lot of pressure behind the scenes with those deals.
Let's talk now about Megalodon, because you had all the success in Metal Militia, Monster Energy. What do you think has been the biggest reason why, you know, that level of success at least has not followed you into Megalodon yet?
Last year, the preparation of the truck, I don't think it was at the level that it needed to be for myself, the way I drive. Just the importance of the Stadium Tour Championship, and we struggled, dude. We had a lot of zeros. We had a lot of DNFs, and it was very frustrating, you know. And the championship levels, like, I take a lot of pride. When I say, you know, like, almost all these years, it's either I'm either first or second overall in the championship. And to finish, like, fifth last year, it's embarrassing. You know, I take it so serious that I want to be at least at the very, very top competing with these guys. And it's just, I know for a fact I'm just as good as the driver as any of these other younger kids that are coming up. And at any time, I can throw down an epic freestyle, an epic racing pass, or a two-wheel skill. So this new Kuju that I have this year, Frankie, is so incredibly good. Unbelievable at what he does. And like I said, if there's just even something so small as like, hey, can you move the brake pedal a quarter of an inch, he'll do it. That pays off in the racing. You have a lot more fun. You're a lot nicer to the equipment. You know, you're not driving, you know, frustrated. So it's a really good deal. I think the championships will come, I think, eventually with time with Megalodon. But it's just, like I said, Tyler and these guys are on a roll. They're just invincible. The way they're driving is just incredible. And like I said, at times, you know, I sit back and I go, I can do that too. I, at any time, Tal the Duke can beat Tyler Meninga, Tristan, any of those guys. And still at almost twice their age, feels good to be able to do it.
Hey, you'd be, I believe you, if you do win a series or a World Finals championship, it'd be the first one for the Megalodon team, which is stacked now with six different drivers. So obviously that would be a big deal for you to bring a championship to one of the most popular trucks in Monster Jam. It sells a lot of merchandise, sells a lot of toys. That's got to be on the back of your mind, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. There's no doubt about it. Every time I go to World Finals, man, I always want to leave there with a world championship. The Stadium Tour Championships are cool, but the World Championships are the where it's at, dude. You know, and like in racing this year, it was just frustrating because I think we had a really, really strong truck, a really, really good truck. You know, just to fall short to Tristan right there, it was just frustrating. And then in freestyle, just to do that epic move, that LeDuc flip, whatever, was just super, super cool. And I just love sitting up there at the top of the hill, you know, giving all these fans like, okay, what's Tal going to do? What's he going to do? Is he going to come down the ramp and do this giant air again and stuff? And I think a lot of fans maybe in 6-7 years from now will go, who won that freestyle that year? But they'll remember that LeDuc flip.
Miami has always been good to you. I know Tampa as well. Are there any other cities that you just know when you show up that you're going to drive good, you're going to contend for a championship because you're so used to winning there?
Yeah, I've always had great luck out west, man. Phoenix, Arizona, my home show, that giant floor is just so fun to perform on and drive around at speed is really, really fun. Anaheim, California, I've always had just great luck there with the dirt, the consistency of everything and stuff like that. Atlanta, I've always had great luck there. So I'm picking and choosing, man. You know, like a lot of these tour stadium championships rely on cities, man. I'm telling you, when you go down south, that's gravedigger country. So you got to just try your best, you know, get out of there with as many points as you can. But then when you go to shows like Miami, Tampa, it's about 50-50. You know, Tyler won one day, I won the second day. And, you know, we're on a hot win and stuff. And if we're going to stop, you know, Tyler from winning this championship or locking it up two rounds early, I need some of these other drivers to step up to the plate and start pushing for some wins.
Let's talk about World Finals coming up May 18th at SoFi Stadium. You know, you brushed on it a little bit about you want to do something big for the fans. I think it's sort of expected of you now. You did the LeDuc leap in Orlando, and then you did I still call it a LeDuc leap when you did the backflip. It was honestly the highest backflip I've ever seen in Monster Jam. But is that something on your mind now, World Finals? I think with the season you're having, you know, we expect you to be there. Nothing's ever guaranteed, but I would expect for you to compete for another world championship. So what are your thoughts on going to LA and trying to outdo what you've done in the past?
Yeah, it's always in the back of my mind. You know, I did see the track layout for SoFi, and it looks pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it and stuff like that. So, yeah, Metal Militia, you know, LeDuc Air there in Orlando, that was a massive one. I think that one, honestly, Monster Energy was probably my biggest. The LeDuc Flip, LeDuc Airs, I want to do stuff that is just, that blows people's minds and stuff. And I remember years and years ago, I'd watch Tom Menz drive, and I'm like, dude, what is he doing? You know, I don't remember who won that year in Arlington, you know, in the year where he ripped his whole front end out of his truck. But I remember that moment of him ripping that truck out. And I always just remember that moment of like, if I'm not going to win, I want to give these fans moments that they'll never, ever forget. And it's a world championship, Scott. Like, yeah. You have to, you know, and like, to me, that's like winning the Super Bowl. When you go there and you win, you are the man or the woman. That's what I always tell the fans. If you're going to go to any show and you want to see something crazy, mind-blowing, go to World Finals. And with it being in LA and SoFi, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be so many celebrities, so many talented drivers. It's a covered stadium. We don't have to worry about weather. I think it's going to be a perfect storm.
How do you time it out at World Finals? Because at World Finals, it's do or die. It's make or break. One moment could win you a championship. One moment could end your run early. How do you time those big moments out when you have 2 minutes to try to win a world title?
I know that's, I don't know how to explain it. You know, those are the moments that you got to just, you know, there's a lot of pressure on you. And that's why I think guys like Tyler, for instance, you know, like, or Ryan Anderson, they'll go out there, they'll burn it down 6 weeks straight in a stadium. Then they go there and they flop. It's just weird timing. You know, it's just pure luck. The racing gods are either looking at you or they're not. And you got to be smart. You got to wait for your big wow moments and then to risk it all. It takes a talented driver athlete to make that truck dance for 2 minutes and not crash or break it. You know, a lot of the fans don't remember the first minute of your run, to be honest with you. They don't. But the last minute, that's when they start remembering stuff. So that's where I think your run is really based off of, is that last minute. So I don't know if World Finals is going to play by those rules of like, hey, you get a full point deduction if you don't go 30 seconds. Like, I think those rules are really stupid, but you know, hopefully at World Finals, it's game on. You can make one hit and still get a 9.1, or you can fill your time and still get a 9.1. You know, it's got to be more. Just let us drive and have fun, and no rules, none of that stuff at World Finals. Let's just see what happens.
I know the fans are looking forward to seeing what you do at SoFi Stadium. Up next, it is your fan questions for Todd LeDuc. More Inside Monster Jam is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'm joined by Todd LeDuc. It's time for your fan questions. You can follow me on Instagram at ScottJordanMJSX and get your questions in. What's in the box? RC is asking if there's any chance we can see you live on the international tour. It's been some time since Frankfurt of 2018.
I'm waiting to hear. I should know by May if I have some international shows, and I'll definitely debut it to the world. But I'm really, really hoping for some more international shows. You know, Brandon Arthur and a lot of the guys who are over there doing those shows look like they're having so much fun. So we'll see, man. You know, hopefully they'll need a Megalodon driver over there at one point, and I'll gladly jump in. But yeah, Germany has always been super fun. That show we did in London was cool. So we'll see what happens.
All right, last question for you. Mateo Casas 75098 is asking if there's going to be more than one Megalodon in World Finals. Will we get a chance to see different paint schemes like Gravediggers in the past? So if you, say you, Corey Rummel, make it to World Finals, would you like to see different paint schemes to identify your trucks?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, with Cody and I, he had a pickup truck. I had the SUV. I think it'd be really, really smart to do a different color scheme. I don't know. That's what I think, what makes us so unique in the sport is just giving us a little bit of change. You know, putting our names on the truck definitely helped, but I want to see something different. So it would be really cool to maybe do a fan interaction day where fans get to vote, you know, go to a pit party, grab one of the Megalodon coloring deals and make your own and submit it. You know, it'd be really cool to see the fans help design the different color scheme for maybe World Finals or other events going forward.
That's a great idea. All right, Todd, man, been a pleasure. I appreciate having you on. I'm sure I'll get you on again next year for your yearly spot, but good luck to you the rest of the way, and hopefully I'll see you in LA. I appreciate you guys watching and listening. I'll see you right here next week on Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil.